Professor and News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A judge says former Trump lawyer Alina Haba has been unlawfully serving as U.S. attorney in New Jersey.
Haba's term as the interim U.S. attorney ended on July 26th, but the Trump administration took steps to keep her in the role without getting Senate confirmation. And now a federal judge says Haba, who once served as Donald Trump's personal defense attorney, has been serving unlawfully as New Jersey's top federal prosecutor. The judge put his order on hold pending an appeal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Colorado dairy accident leaves several people dead.
Six bodies have been recovered from a Colorado dairy, but there aren't any details about their deaths. The Southeast Wildfire Protection District said that rescue crews entered a confined space at the dairy and recovered the bodies. A spokesperson for the local sheriff's office says her agency responded to what she described as an emergency at the dairy. She said it appeared to be an accident, but didn't elaborate on the nature of the emergency or say where exactly the bodies were found. The dairy is located near Keensburg on the Colorado Plains, about 35 miles northeast of Denver. I'm Haya Panjwani.
One of the most influential Christian conservatives of the past half century, Dr. James Dobson, has died at the age of 89. He was a champion of traditional family values.
In addition to his influential evangelical Christian broadcasting and pastoral ministries, Dr. Dobson wrote more than 70 books dedicated to the preservation of the family. His best-known works include Dare to Discipline, The Strong-Willed Child, Bringing Up Boys, Bringing Up Girls, and When God Doesn't Make Sense.
Correspondent George Williams reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 152 points, the NASDAQ dropped 72, the S&P lower by 25. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is doing just fine.
According to a study by the American Life League, the nation's largest abortion business continues to prosper despite the repeal of Roe v. Wade, making about $450 million a year in pro-life states alone. Planned Parenthood has raised a huge national hue and cry over pro-life laws and restrictions on its taxpayer funding, but the ALL research indicates that the giant abortion provider is not likely to be going bankrupt anytime in the near future. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Yosemite National Park ranger has been fired after hanging a pride flag from El Capitan. Shannon Jocelyn, a ranger who describes herself as non-binary, hung a 66-foot-wide transgender pride flag on the famous climbing wall that looms over California's main thoroughfare on May 20th. A termination letter she received stated Jocelyn failed to demonstrate acceptable conduct. This is SRN News. Retired Providence, Rhode Island Municipal Court Judge Frank Caprio has died. He was 88.
Caprio found online fame as a caring jurist and host of Caught in Providence. He passed away peacefully after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. Caprio billed his courtroom as a place where people in cases are met with kindness and compassion. Caprio's show was filmed in his courtroom and featured folksy humor and compassion. During his time on the bench, Caprio developed a persona at odds with many TV judges, more sympathetic and less judgmental, and often empathizing with people in his courtroom.
Correspondent John Scott. A former top aide to New York City Mayor Eric Adams is among seven people facing new charges in the corruption investigation that has swirled around City Hall for 2 years. Prosecutors announced the new charges on Thursday. More details at SRNNews.com.